Fine. Kuf Tzadik Gimel, we saw the halacha of Kuenis is a basula. If you're Kuenis is a basula, you have to be Baal Abiyas Mitzvah. And Gram Biyasi Parish. Yeah, there's a halacha that Dan Basulim Chazak came along and asked Dan Basulim. Why they asked Dan Basulim? So two main reasons why they asked Dan Basulim. One reason is because maybe that it was, so Rishayim said that Rishasta Biyos Shivcha Zera, maybe there was Dan Nida. And the Shulchan Zera covered it, and that's why he didn't see it, and that's one reason why they asked. That's the reason why they asked Dan Basulim. There's another reason why they asked Dan Basulim, is because we're not machining Dam Ladam, because man is a part of the Chumas of Zeh, we're not machik being Dam Ladam, and therefore that's the reason why we're machining. The Rashi said a lashon that Be'etzem, every Dam Maka we should be machining, we're not machining Dam Ladam. Elamai, why are we making on Dam Maka? Because in Cain, it's going to, Isha won't be able to deter Labaila, and therefore we're going to be machining. Mashenkein Dan Basulim, which is only Lufi Shah, it's only Shem at the time, and therefore that's the reason why they were Machal. Like one of Vinashvi, there's a takana that you have to, that when a person has Dan Basulim, then a person has to wait Zayinaki. We saw a discussion, if a lady does not do Eidei Bia, you take it out. The question is, do you have to wait Zayinakim or not? From which the Feinstein Shuvah discusses that. Well, first we said that taking it out, there's still a place don't like you so much taking out the Dan Basulim. Halach is Mamash Veishtak at Tzayra, because the Gemara Sanhedrin says Isha is cursed bris and the person who makes her into a Kli, the one who takes away the Basulim. Therefore, they're very reluctant, very hesitant to take out the Basulim. Avada, look, if it's not going, then they go ahead and take it. They take it out. Over that cloud, they're not so quick to take it out. If there's a Heter and you take it out, now the question is, do you have to wait Zayinakim or not? Why? Well, Maisa, there was blood, so you could say, there's blood. If so, if there's blood, you're going to have to wait Zayinakim. The other side to say, if the whole chash is that maybe it was covered by Shivcha Zera, over here there is no Shivcha Zera, and it wasn't a Debia, and therefore maybe you should not have to go ahead and wait the Zayinakim. And Maisa finds in the truth is Mekel, and he says that he goes through the different Svaras, he says there's no Shivcha Zera, there's no Lug Plug, and everyone wishes Mekel, we take a day. A doctor, you would not have to go ahead and wait to Zayinik Nikiyam. True is Masham, I think Chedek Aleph Simon Reish Yud. He has a Shaila that the doctor took it out, and his question is the doctor believe to wait that the halach is Dan Basulim is a little more kaya, to wait 4 days. There was blood. Are we going to believe the doctor that the blood is Dan Basulim, or maybe it's going to be Dam Nidus? He's a follow back forth. We believe the doctor, we don't believe the doctor, but it's pushed to choose Masham. That's pushing enough to wait Zayinikiyam. If you take it out, not like a Moshe, it's pushed if you take it out. And you have to wait. Lamaisa, it's split there. It's still take a place in Ramachmer, Shevelev, and others. Make a Zitzchak. Either they say it's a loy plug, you know, it's Chazal asks. Maybe why, there's why and there's what. There's why they ask it is maybe because it's a Makal Fisha, or maybe Shevazar covered it. That's why they asked it. But once they asked it, they said, this is Damnidus, this answers you, and we're not going to care what, and we're not going to care whether, what the situation is, if they want to go out and be Machmer, and they want to have to wait. No matter what, you're going to have to wait the Zayin Nikim. The Ramah brings down that a Machlekes, if he didn't see Dam, if you just... That what?
If you surgically remove it, then she's Tame, and after the first beating...
Pashas, nah. If you're Machmer, you're Machmer. If you were, and there was Dam or no Dam. Ramosha, for sure, now you took it out. And Eretz Soch. No, Moshe for sure is Mekel. Moshe is Mekel.
After the first deal also?
On second, after the first, so after the job checking. Akapanam, yeah, so if you had, the Ramah brings down that this shash that we say, that there's no dam, you have to be Machmer, Yesh Mekim Loris Adam, V'Nogel Hokel Loi Gemar Bia, that Rak Arabov Loris Adam, if there was not a Gemar Bia, it's like the Ramah, the Minigas that were going to be Mekel. What's the Gedek Gemar Bia? So the Chakos Aldin wants to say that it's totally whether the whole Aver went in or not. If the whole Aver went in, that's called Gemar Bia. If the whole Aver did not go in, then it's not going to be considered Gemar Bia. A lot of places can go that it's totally in Roiv. So believe in others, other places say they're going like Chakos Aldin. They say if Roiv went in, then it's going to be Machmer. If Roiv did not go in, then Lamaisa, you're able to go in and be Mekel. Now many times the Chasson has no clue how much he got in. It's very hard for a chassan to figure it out. So Lamaisa, you know, if the chassan has no clue and he's not sure, so Lamaisa, they'll be mocking to be Mekel. But again, the second time you have Tashmish, so if the first time there was blood, and the second time you have Bia, so when it's time, you don't have to be Choshish that there's going to be any blood, and you'll be okay. If there is blood, so then in a chanami, avadi is going to be aser. But if there's no blood, then you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to assume that there's blood. If there's pain, so there's different, you know, there's a lot of maybe you have to do bedika, you have to check. Some are machmir for that. For an understanding, but see, it says that the pain is left dafka tali b'chal and damasulim. It's just stomach pain and
stress.
And pashtus, the pain won't make so much of a difference. So the mice of the pashtus, if there was dam the first time you aser, so then pashtus the second time you do not have to be chush for it unless there was going to be blood. If there was no dam the first time, just you went in rave and you'd be machmir, and then about the second time, fight, you can have a look. If there's going to be dam about there, you're going to be aser. If you go in more, we said a chum from Vyash. Vyash is chush each time you go in more. So maybe rave, and now next time we have 80%, you have to be machmir because now you went in more. The nice, so we said it's a rave chumra, and the pashtus, you do not have to be machmir for that. You have to be mafsuk b'tayra, and you have to count zayin nekiyam. So the couple kulas which we have in Dan Basulam, kula number one B'chai brings down is that normally you have to wait 5 days. Over here, you only have to wait 4 days, and you don't have to wait 5 days. He brings Alice, and that everyone holds like that over here. Rami Pak says everyone holds like the Mechab over here. They only have to wait. Normally have to wait 5. And the Ramos not going to wait 5 days. So everyone's masking to the Mechab over here that you're not going to have to wait. You're not going to have to wait the extra day. There's another that Nida Gemur also at least on the Mita Sapisha and Mita. Nida Gemur is also sleep on her bed even if she's not in the Mita. Over here, if she's not in the Mita, if she left, so it'll be mutter to stay in her bed. Shachmiz and a third kula, mutter le lefesh be'ever chai. You have to wait till Yamaseva. Normally, you have to wait for the Eva to die. And over here, it'll be mutter to be perished with Eva chai. When we get a Kutsadik Dala, we saw that there's something called Tumasi Yeledes, that Yeledes, even if you see Dam, there's going to be Tomei, even a Nafel. And you're gonna have to wait for Tumas Yeledes. What's Tumas Yeledes? Zachar 7 days, and in the cave is going to it's going to be 4 days. Afterwards, you have your Meitaira. For Zachar, 33 days in Meitaira, and in the cave you're gonna have 66 days of your Meitaira. So one thing comes in Veinagea is in terms of. If you have a miscarriage, so Mechavik Zan Peltach Mem Yom Tuchesh for Vlad. If Mapal within 40 days and Tuchesh for Vlad, you can have Tuchesh for Nida. But if your Mapal is after 40 days and Tuchesh for Vlad, what's Nafkamina? Because a regular Nida can have to wait 5 days. And Shenkin, if it's a Tumas Leida, so we have no idea what the Zachar Nekeva. If you have to go ahead and wait, you're gonna have to go ahead and wait 14 days. I mean 7 days. Before you sign that Nekiyam, you're going to have to wait 14 days. What's called 40 days? So the Pesach Shur brings down from the Behater brings down 40 days from the Yom HaTfilah. It means that it has to be 40 days from the Yom HaTfilah, and that's going to be the 40 days. Fract the Achreinim that they don't really understand. Why is it 40 days from the Yom HaTfilah? The Chayyar, why is Yom HaTfilah right? We just learned yesterday that Lady C in the first 3 months. So ladies see in the first 3 months. So how can Rashi go for this Yom HaTfilah? They see in the first 3 months. So Yom HaTfilah is not going to ascertain anything. And maybe really she's way after 40 days. And the fact that she had to go to the mikveh again, that's not going to be your right. So the chazan is not the same. Shana Rashi is. It only means talking about where they were Pirish. You see during the first 3 months. You know, it's just because you went to the mikveh 36 days ago, but maybe you're 3 months pregnant. You're 2.5 months pregnant. So what's going to be the raya? So the enochnami, the achrim seip shana rashi is that the enochnami rashi told me a case where they were perished beforehand in enochnami. Otherwise, there would not be a raya. The nice place to say this man is that being that it's not normal, it's not darkei for ladies to see during the first 3 months. We suffer a moisha, understand a teva, and understand a teva. So even though maybe we're going to be machmir, even the ones we're going to be machmir, we're not considered musalekes. But whether you have to be chushish to say to be machmer that for that really, really it was beforehand that you did not have to be chushish, and therefore we go 40 days from the Yom HaTfilah, and you're able to go with that. Now, when the doctors say the amount of days you're pregnant, it doesn't mean anything. They go from the period. If the doctor is 6 weeks, it means nothing. That's 6 weeks from the period. And it means it's not going to be after 40. The doctor is 7 weeks, it's a miscarriage, and that's, you know, the chesed is not 49 days. They're going for the period, so they really made 36 days. You're going to have to, you would not have to go ahead and wait the extra time, because that's going to be much earlier. Now, Benigeya, the days of Yemei Tayar, so Batsam afterwards, after the 14 days, Batsam they are Yama, which is Batsam Vitar. Different Rishon, we saw Machlokes Rishonim, are we Noig to Yemei Tayar Bizman as that? The Torah says, yeah, why not? It's not Fire Chelech Chum Zerah, and you're able to be Noig Yemei Tayar. The Rambam says, Tali Menem Mokoimah, some people are Machmer that they're not Boil and Dam Tayar, some people are Mekel that they're yes Boil and Dam Tayar. The Ramban says, no, it goes to the Chumus of Zerah. I, what mistake can you make? So Ramban says, maybe a person get mixed up when the latest starts. Sometimes it takes a couple of days later. A person get mixed up between other situations, and therefore he says that goes into Chumash Zera, and Lamaisa we're going to be Machmer. So Lamaisa, the Minig Bizmana says that we are Machmer on Yemei Tayar. Kva Parshah Minim B'chol Yisol Shein B'Elam D'Antar V'Dini Kedam L'Chol Dabar. That we're Machmer for if you see a lady sees during, she goes to the mikvah, and then afterwards she sees during Yemei Tayar, the Ma'aseh Machmer, and Zdinei Kedam L'Chol Dabar, you don't have to be Machmer. Where's Negeh? So you have a person as a girl. Go to mikvah after 6 weeks, and then 2 weeks later you see again. So that's Dam Tayar. The Ma'aseh, we're saying the Negeh is have to go ahead and be Machmer. Which we have discussed, you have to make a bracha on it. Maybe he's Mesupik, he's Shekel Tayar for this Rebbe. So maybe you can't go ahead and make a bracha because it's not really, it's not a real Riyah, Batsam Shemitar, Alma, which is Noyig. And he's not sure whether you're going to make, whether you're able to, is a mutter to go ahead and make a bracha on that. Some Sefer says about when you make a bracha on the tefillah. Some Sefer says in Tshuva Avad, you can make a bracha. The Maaseh Lashon Ramah is Dinei Kishar Dam L'Chol Davar. That we the Maaseh we do make a bracha on a minig, make a bracha on halal, make a bracha on tosheni. Being that we do make brachas on minog, so therefore it's okay, and the Maaseh has a din of. Therefore, we would not be as pashal. It's also only Rama, this thing. The Dinei Kedam L'Chol Davar. Now, there are some people try to be a little more makel than Yemei Tayar. The Maaseh of Lashon Rama is Dinei Kedam down L'Chol Davar. This is the shadow we need 4 days or 5 days or not. Maybe if Dan Pesulim needs 4 days, and we're makel, and that's the beginning of the Gemara here, which is just a minute. For sure, you can make it with 4 days. The Maaseh, some Sefer says, Dinei Kedam L'Chol Davar, and we're not going to be makel, and you're going to have to wait. You're gonna have to wait 5 days, and we're not going to be makel. On Yom Mem and Yom Pei, there's brought down that you're not supposed to have Tashmish. What's the reason why the two Malachim? Why? One Malach is because they used to have the Minigas being that Dam Tar, Timichak, and Dam Tar, and Dam Tame, the person shouldn't get mixed up. Tell now the person was Mutter. Now you're coming Aser. So that's the reason why they're knowing not to be born on day 40 to 80 in order to make it separate. There's another reason why, as some say, because it's like a vest. It was normal to see in those days on day 40 to day 80, and therefore that's the reason why they were knowing to wait. Now, what's not because it's Manazeb? It's Manazeb when not boiling on Dam Tar. So if the Svar is to be Mechalik, you need to make Tyra, so therefore we're not being negated as Manazeb. If the Svar is Asim May Vest, it's a certain type of vest, then the Maisa would be negated as Manazeb. The Maaseh, you know, the minig is that we're not noig la'achmer, and the minig is to be mikvah. There was a minig that they brought down, the bechalal, the Rama brings down. The bechalal didn't go to mikvah for 80 days or 40 days. So all you may try, they didn't go to mikvah. The sister brings down, Mishneh Merik. Ain la'atim makim shenog la'achmer. He says, don't be mikvah for the place to be machmer. What was the reason why? Two reasons why. One reason why is because in order, because vaitas, people get mixed up. Another reason the Chavis Das brings down is because it's very common. Most Roy Dam Achas Das Shas are after later. And because of that, they wanted to wait a while until the lady gets stronger. And that was the minhag. And as Shas Yaakov said, it's the reason why they used to wait is because it was the healthy way of having birth control. They didn't want to get pregnant so quickly already. Therefore, they used to wait. They used to wait out the 40 days, 80 days in order to get past the Meitar. Maisa Shevavi Sechazanish. And he says that the minog, he said ain la'achmer, and he says that one should not be machmer when I'm machmer, and you order mikvah whenever you want. How long? What's the proper time to go to mikvah? So batsam, whenever the person comes to prayer ready, batsam, that's his money able to go to the mikvah. and it's okay to go to the mikvah. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.